Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 6 August 2021. Top stories for today. The daily COVID-19 cases are expected to continue increasing before the country's vaccination rate achieves 80% by the end of October. Deputy Health Director General, Research and Technical Support Dato' Dr. Hisham Shah Muhammad Ibrahim said, currently, the rising new cases in the country were due to new variants such as the Delta variant. The US Justice Department said today it has repatriated an additional 1.9 billion ringgit in misappropriated One Malaysia Development Berhad funds to the Malaysian government. This brings the total returned to over 4.9 billion ringgit. Teenager Ain Husniza Saiful Nizam's lawyer, Datuk David Sankara Nair, said they will countersue her former teacher for 5 million ringgit for emotional distress. He was accompanying the 17-year-old student and her father at the Sungai Buloh Police Headquarters, where she was to give her statement after the teacher filed a letter of demand, including 1 million ringgit compensation for alleged defamation. Hundreds of people were evacuated by boat from an island near Athens as Greece braced for a fourth day of wildfires on Friday, with emergency services forecasting strong winds and searing temperatures. Coast Guard's vessels, assisted by tourist boats, have picked up 631 people since late Thursday from three beaches on the island of Evia, where the flames have burned through a vast area of pine forest since Tuesday and reached the sea. The Taliban shot dead the head of Afghan government's media information center today near a mosque in the capital, days after warning they would target senior administration figures in retaliation for increased airstrikes. The assassination of one of the government's leading voices follows another bloody day of fighting in Afghanistan as the war increasingly spills into Kabul. It also comes hours before the UN Security Council meets in New York to discuss the conflict. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.